Welcome to MSP Soundbites. My name is Rod Sowden. I was lead author for the 2007 version, and I'm going to talk to you in this session about quality management, one of the most misunderstood chapters in the book, and also one of the most misunderstood chapters in every other version of the book, because it changes every time a new version of the book comes out. However, I'd like to take this opportunity to explain to you what the authors were up to, and hopefully that will help your comprehension of the chapter. So, the things that we want to talk about on this one is the scope of quality management. We'll have a little look at the documents. We'll have a look at the difference between audit and assurance. And I just want to try and explain configuration management as well. Scope of quality in a programme. Those of you that got access to the book or might be gazing at it, there's figure 12.1 is actually a wheel showing the scope and all the key areas. And this is really important, and for me this was really captures what quality at a programme is all about. It's much more quality at a project level, which somebody you might be more familiar with, is about fitness for purpose and auditing the specifications and everything. At a programme, it's more about the quality of the way we manage the programme. And that's what those boxes are talking about. And in fact, following on, there's a number of headings, sections in the book that actually do talk about the images in that wheel. So if we just work our way through what is the quality of it. Quality is around how well in a programme we treat our partners and our suppliers. You know, it's quite often see programmes do big procurements, getting all these experts, and then they don't use them. Yeah, or they're completely dependent on the experts or consultancies. So that's really about having the right balance, so that we've got a balance between our partner's knowledge and us taking ownership of what we're delivering. It's about our relationship to the corporate strategies and our corporate policies. A programme needs to integrate with the way the organisation does things. It should follow corporate risk arrangements. It should follow any corporate quality systems like ISO 9001, etc. It should follow corporate policies on the way it treats staff, the way it does its environmental stuff, ISO 14001, that sort of stuff. So it's so really about how well we integrate with the world around us. The next topic is around how well do we use processes and tools. There's a danger, particularly from inexperienced people, that we have really over-engineered programs. Yeah, where everybody's being told exactly what they have to do and how they have to move their hands around the table. What you need is the appropriate level of process rigour. And it would be worth looking into the OGC maturity model P3M3 at this stage. There is a little bit about it in the back of the book. You'll find more about it on the Aspire Europe website, and you will also find more about it on the OGC website. But that talks to that's a lot of helpful hints in there about the level of tools and techniques that you should use. What you're looking for is appropriate tools and techniques. There's no point in buying in a big leading edge program management toolkit if your staff are inexperienced. Yeah, similarly, there's no point in giving experienced staff simple tools. So tools have got to enable the program, not obstruct it. Data and information, how well do we store and look after our information? That's why in this section we have the information management strategy and information management plan. We need to, when we talk about information, we need to think about its currency. Programs have lots of information, so we need to make sure that when we're making a decision, that the information is current, that the information has got good integrity. And that's why it's important to carry out audits on the quality of information, that we're having the right levels of confidentiality applied, and that the places in which the information is stored are appropriately secured. Now, it's not you can really lock down to total security, to total confidentiality, some information, but that's no use if people need to get at it. So it's actually having the appropriate amount of confidentiality, because information needs to be available. So availability is another one. And the other one is compliance. Yep, so to make sure you're compliant to Data Protection Act, Freedom of Information, and all those areas all come under this heading of data and information. We then need to look at the way we use our assets and how well we manage our assets and our resources. How well utilised are our staff? How well utilised are the physical assets that we might be using? Printers, buildings, that sort of stuff. So our program needs to be optimizing the way it runs itself and uses the assets that it's got. The other one is the quality of leadership. This is a big area across many organizations at the moment. A lot of the people that make it to the top of programs have not been trained and don't get the support they need to be effective SROs. Therefore, we need to have development programs available for the staff and for our leaders in the program. Program baseline is created from the documents that really shape where the program's going to go. So what we're looking at there is basically things like the business case, the program definition document, and the project dossier. All right, so that's the ones that you would find in the program baseline. You tend to create the boundary first, governance second, and the program one third. There is a fourth baseline called tools, which is a bit of a strange one because basically what you put in there is the documents that are continually changing. So they're not really baselines, you know, things like the risk register, various plans, that sort of stuff. All right, so that's configuration management. Key documents that you'll find within a program, quality management strategy should set out how you're going to cover particularly audit and assurance, and actually how you will achieve those areas that we talked about under scope. And you should have a quality management plan that actually explains how you're going to achieve it, what resources are going to be needed, and when the schedule of activities to when the reviews are going to happen. The other area that you see documentation is the information management strategy. This one came in the 2007 book and was really important because you've got programs are made up of this vast amount of information, and if it's not under control, wrong decisions will be made, information will get lost. We need to look at security, and I did cover the topics earlier on, so I won't go over them again. And that's supported by an information management plan, which helps define how you will roll out security. Now, a useful area of the book to have a little gander at to support this is the Program Office appendix, where it talks more about storage, filing systems, and that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's a summary of quality management in MSP. I hope you found it useful, and I hope you listen to some more of our briefings.